And actually, most of my comments today, when I turned things on and off, I expected to be broken. Now people got off the grid.
Not used one of these before. Yes.
So, you have a social technical system, you should say to everybody in the world, this is being recorded.
Okay, I will once they come in so that they can watch it later.
Don't be violating the privacy. If someone says no.
Well, then they can leave.
If someone says no, I don't want to record it, you really don't want to record it.
I could ask them to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the thing is that then they can watch it later.
You're violating my privacy.
Okay. But how would anyone know you were here if you didn't ask a question? But I know you'll probably ask a question. That's the thing. Okay. Yes, it is too bright. Probably getting turned down. Sorry? Apparently it's me. Apparently nothing works. Okay, I suppose we should start since we only have 45 minutes. This is a very quick little seminar about reimbursements in PAGA. It is a quick intro, so we'll see how much we can get through today. And of course, I'm going to try and talk as quickly as possible so that you can all ask questions because they're usually the most interesting bits. Okay. Right, so there is a checklist. Just so everybody knows, this is being streamed and recorded, so you can check it again later. You also know where our offices are, and I know that you all know how to ask questions and come and find us. So, okay, so the first thing you need to do is, of course, apply for travel or your purchases using the relevant forms. This one is the travel one, which I will tell you how to find very, very soon. And we are still using the old HIG in Shropshire. Yes, we are still using the old HIG ones until we're told to do something differently. We cannot find these online anymore. However, I do have a digital copy, so I can send them out to you when you need them. And there's also an English version as well, with terrible spelling mistakes, but that's okay. Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't found what the admin should be for, and the second reason was saying that don't bother filling in travel requests. Just let the better know it, just go. Yep. Is that your problem? Yep. Or
one of the reasons why we're going through this today is we no longer in the admin here deal with all of the reimbursement forms. Every single form for variable loan and reimbursements now goes to one person over at Mustard. And she needs to go through everything, as well as still do her 100% position, okay? So this is a problem. So the idea today is to make sure that we can get the process as smooth and as clear as possible, so that when she receives those forms, she knows exactly what's going on. If you don't have the approval form, that's okay. But we're asking people to attach the forms that they have to the reimbursement form when they submit it, so that she can see that it's all been approved and what it's for, and there's more information for her, so that there are fewer, you know, there's less likelihood of her having to go back to you to ask questions, because of course this takes more time for you to get your reimbursement and for her to do her job. Okay? So does that answer your question? Exactly. If you just put a note on there, if you're just travelling with Norway. If you're travelling a lot, for example, if you commute and you come to Jøvik only once every so often, then you could put in a travel application form for the semester and have that signed by your head of section. And then that can just be attached each time when you send in a reimbursement. So, Stuart. No. That means that, well, you can use, the first one is for travel and the second one is for purchases. Yep. Sorry, I used the Norwegian there because the travel form is only in Norwegian. Okay, so after you've had that sent to us and we've sent it off for signing and it's been signed and approved and you've got a copy, you can book all of your travel or you can buy whatever it is that you needed to buy and then travel, have a great time, all that sort of thing. Keep all of your receipts. I think within Norway especially and on public transport, you can submit reimbursements without a receipt, but we would prefer it if you did attach receipts so that, you know, we have all of that information there, okay? Because they'll need to be uploaded electronically later. Hilmar. Well, you'd have an electronic copy as well, yeah? Yep. I'm not 100% sure, even though I am doing this today, because I can figure out, you know, I'm relatively good at using the forms, I'm not actually a financial person. So I don't know how long legally you're required to keep these things. I would keep them, just because, you know, if the form gets lost or, you know, you're asked more information, then that's a useful thing to have. Okay? Right. There you go. You have one of those filing systems. Yep, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. If you have travelled, you're supposed to apply. NTNU policy is that you apply within 30 days of your return. So please do that. We don't want to get everybody's travel applications at the end of the year for the last 11 or 12 months, which has happened before. Okay. Not looking at anyone in particular, thank you. Now, we shall move on. So, travel applications, as I say. They should be approved before booking. The forms are available on Ansia for these ones. As I say, they're only in Norwegian. When you go to Ansia, yeah? Hello. No, you're not. But what you can do is you can recommend. So you sign the form. Let's see. I'll just try. It is preferable if you do. If you have a PhD student, then yes, you should be signing the form. Yep. Yes. Sorry. Okay, PhD students, get your supervisors to sign the form before you send them in to us. Okay? Right. This shows you how often I use these things. Okay. What we will have a look at now is actually one of the forms. All right. So I'm making the assumption that everybody knows how to get into PAGA. Is there anyone here who does not? No? If you don't, please come and see me later and I can show you how to find it. Is there a network cable in here? Because that is going to be... Yeah. It won't let me into your room. I should have gotten that fixed before I came here. Aha! Right. Okay, so we'll go back here. Right, so. Oh, it's, we're still thinking about it. Okay. Right, here is how you find PAGA. That is the easiest way. The site cannot be reached. yep. I will go through the No, I can go through Program Farm as well.
Oh, it's coming.
Yeah. No. There are so many ways to find these things. Okay. Okay. So, when you can't get through on Insidia, like that. So, what do you think? Okay, that is going to be a problem. Sorry? The internet is working, it's just that it's not letting me into PAGA, which is the problem, so we'll try it this way. Apologies. Okay. I'm not entirely sure how to actually get Eduroam to... because it wasn't working for me yesterday. Right. I cannot get into the... Hello, Eva. On Cisco? Yeah, I don't have that. Because unfortunately, I can't download anything on this computer because I don't have any admin rights. So I'm having a conversation with IT. Yep, can I use... Yep.
You need the wand?
That one? This is why you never bring a new computer to a presentation. And I promise not to put in any reimbursements under your name.
Why?
Shall I ask for money for Stuart?
Yes. Yes. This is all public. We're not like the Brits. You know that. I mean, that's why we had to kick you out of the union.
Right. Thank you, Stuart. Right. So. We have travel claims. All right, now, yeah. However, if you put his name in online, you'll probably find his address anyway. Organization number, please check that it's correct. I'm sure that you have all had many emails from me over the past few weeks about your organizer, your Acosted, because they kept on giving us conflicting information. Now, if you are a part of the Oldness Lab, you're a part of EEC now, that is the correct number. Yes. Yep, sometimes they have not been correct. So make sure you have the right number there. You can change it if you need to. There are a couple of cases where people are working in a different department. I think the City Cop and Forensica are two projects where this happens, where we have people in ED who are working in an EEC project. If you are putting in a reimbursement for a project that is in another department, you need to put down the department number and not your department number in that field. Does that make sense? Yes, good. Because the number that you put in there will determine which person the form will be sent to for approval. Okay? If you have a project number, then you can add it in here with the COSTED. So, right, well, that's something that, okay, because I know they're, what is it, 48111? Yeah. Okay, so we have your project in there. We will put the other project number in. Okay, because that's for that one. So, for example, he's in a different one, but we'll put him in that one. Okay. Travel from. I have asked Stena about this. Unfortunately, your departure and return address are your home address and the address at NTU in Trondheim, which is not useful. So, if you leave from here, you need to put in other. I have asked if this could be updated. She didn't seem too positive about that, but we will see. Okay? So if you leave from Jurvik, NTNU Jurvik, you have to enter it in there. We're going to send him from home. No, it's not that far away. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Travel, decide whether you're traveling in Norway or abroad. Type of travel, business travel. I would be very surprised if any of you are putting in reimbursements for anything other than business travel. Okay, please don't do that. Overnight travel, yes or no. We will go for yes with this one. Subsistence allowance. That is your diet costs, your food allowance, okay? So if you are eligible for that, you can mark that down. And the compensation allowance is the allowance for traveling overseas overnight or during the day. It depends on how long you've been traveling, if it's between 0 to 6 hours, 6 to 12 hours overnight, all those sorts of things, okay? As I say, we're going to go fast today, so there might be questions later. We'll put that in as well. Purpose of event. Travel. So if you're going to a course or you're presenting a paper at a conference, that's where you put it. Main destination. Where do you want to go? We'll go to Melbourne because it's there. Okay, you want to go to the Australian Open? That's fine. Now, we have already travelled. You cannot put dates in that are after, you know, today. So we went from the 2nd. It is quite important to put down a time because, as I say, we measure it from, you know, 24-hour periods. So this will consider how long you've actually been away for, okay? And we will come back on the 9th. Okay. Next. If you're staying in a hotel, you need to put down, of course, the dates that you are staying. This will come up automatically. If you had more than one hotel, then you'd put in more than one of these destination accommodation forms. Okay. So, country, we went to Australia. Location, Melbourne. Subsistence allowance, yes. Overnight travel, of course. It's a hotel. You can choose other options as well if you are staying in a guest house or a private residence as well. An accommodation address, we'll just put that down there. Currency. We have Australian dollars. And we'll say that it costs 5,000 Australian dollars. Now the rate, unfortunately that is not automatic. You have to go and find the rate yourself. Yes. An average. If it's approximately correct, then we are happy with that. Okay? Some people will use the current exchange rate on the day that they submit their form. And unless something terrible happens in the world, the exchange rate probably isn't going to be that far off when you are travelling because you're going to be doing it within the 30 days anyway. Okay? Isn't that right? 30 days? Yep. So for this, we'll put in 6.2. And then it will come up automatically. Okay, that's a lot of money. I'm not paying out that much. We'll just have it 500 Australian dollars. All right, that's better. Now, whether or not you're paying breakfast or not? Right, so you had to pay extra for the breakfast. No. Okay, then you don't need to worry about that. Just don't worry about that field at all, okay? Yeah. Later you'll see about the breakfasts and that sort of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry? Yeah, VAT. Yeah. Okay, if you've already paid, if you've gone through Berg Hansen, all that sort of thing, if you've had a requisition number and you've purchased it and paid in advance, you'd tick that one. And you can't save your receipt to this until you've saved the entire form, okay? So we can either add more if we have more hotel things, which we don't because this is the whole period. The account, yeah, with the account thing, you only need to do that once. If you're traveling for one particular reason, if it's being covered by one particular project number, just put it at the start. You don't need to do it every single time. Okay, yep, thank you. This is why I need people here to ask the questions for the bits that I forget. All right, so now that we save this, we can go back in here. We can open it up again, and that's when you can go and add your receipt, okay? And it will take you wherever you need to go to actually get the receipt, which you've scanned and saved as a file. Yes? That is fine. That's fine. Yes, yeah, we'll get to that at the end. Nope, same place. No, it's. I'll show you that bit at the end. Yep. Okay. So there are some people who prefer to actually attach each receipt to each line, and that is also fine. There are many ways of making sure that you have your receipts on the form. The most important thing is to have them there, okay, so that they can be seen. Okay, so this is where you put in your... You had breakfast each day at the hotel. If you have a hotel in which breakfast was not offered, please write a note, because the assumption is that most hotels will provide you with breakfast, okay? And if you chose not to eat that breakfast, we don't reimburse you, okay? Because then it's money for nothing, okay? So there are some hotels I do know that do not provide breakfast, so please write a note to let us know, okay? And then, of course, if you have conference dinners, you'll put them in there. And if you got paid for lunch each day, then you just select which days you were fed, and then you'll get reimbursed for the times that you didn't. There is a certain amount that you get paid for each country, so that will be determined by the choice that you make there. You will get, I think the dinner is 50% of that amount, the lunch is 30% of the amount, and the remaining 20% is your breakfast. Okay, Stuart. There is a very long conversation that goes on inside the head of the person processing it as to whether or not you're trying to get money out of them or not, okay? She will trust us more if we put a note in saying the hotel did not have breakfast. Then there is the potential that they will go through and just assume that you had breakfast and forgot to tick it. Or it will get sent... No. She'll send it back to you is what she'll do. She will send it back to you asking, and I think she did that yesterday, asking the person if they had actually been provided breakfast at the hotel, which is a waste of her time and it's a waste of your time, because then you have to go back to her and say yes, no, she has to go through the process again, that sort of thing. So put it down, put a note down if you didn't if the breakfast wasn't provided and you had to buy your own, okay? As I say, we're trying to make this process easier for her, and hopefully it will remain relatively easy for you guys as well. Car allowance. We drove to the airport. Means of transport. We went in a vehicle. And it was 200 kilometres return. Yeah. Round trip is fine. Yeah. Number of passengers. These are the extra people you have in the car. It's not the driver. Okay? We have seen this. It's actually quite good because if you do have a passenger, It asks you for the name. So if you put your own name in there, we will know that you've made a mistake. Okay? Kilometers with passengers. You only took them one way and you left them there. Sorry, Runa. Okay. All right. Well, maybe he stayed on in Australia to, I don't know, to go to Sydney or something. Trailer, if you've got one, driving on forest or construction roads, these are unlikely things for you to be ticking, okay? But if it does come up, that's an option. Okay, so same thing, override accounts, you don't need to do that if it's all under the same project number, okay? Right. Expenses. Type. We have all sorts of different options here. If you were driving, you probably went past a toll road. You probably will get charged for toll. You may not have a receipt for it. Bompeng parkom utenbilag, which means that you have no receipt for this. Okay, that is okay. It's a fairly standard thing to have happen. Unfortunately, these drop-down lists are in Norwegian, so you're going to have to learn. Fly, prepaid by organisation if you got it through Berg-Hansen and we're getting an invoice. Description, flight, Gardermoen, just whatever you need to put in there to Melbourne. From, to, there's a lot of repeated information. I'm sorry about that. I don't write the program. Round trip, you came back again. Okay, and that was 8,000 kroner. Okay, and then you can here upload the receipt from Berg-Hansen or from the travel company that you went through. A booking form is not a receipt, okay? So you need to have a receipt. So if you're buying anything, ordering things online, if you get an email saying your order has been confirmed, that's not enough, okay? You need to have a receipt. With Berg-Hansen, you always have receipts, and you can actually go back into Berg-Hansen if you look for your previous travels. You can open them up again and you can get the receipt for any travel you've been on, okay? So the receipts are always there, all right? No, you don't need boarding passes, okay? You don't need them, yeah. Right. So that's your expenses. Let's write it down. Okay, and if you got any taxis or anything like that, any train tickets, you'd add them there as well. Okay, if you're going to, or a conference fee also, you can add there in, under expenses. Travel advance received, if you're going to a conference and you had to pay the early bird conference registration, you probably had an advance. So that conference registration was paid, okay? So that would be where you would add that information, okay? Right. And any notes that you'd like to make can be put under the comments section here, and that goes to the person who's filling in the form. Okay. So this is the last page. Well, if you're travelling by car, then you've probably written it in your travel approval form. Yeah. So add that to the approval form, you know, car travel between Jøvik to Gardermoen, just so that it's all signed off. So this is the last page for the travel document. This is an overview of everything you've put in. So just double check it. Business travel, yes, you've gone to Melbourne. this is the reason why, this is where you came from, this is where you're going back to. Departure date, return, cost, dead, project number. Okay. That's where you went. You stayed in the hotel, accommodation address. Expenses. This is the flight, cost that much. Your hotel cost that much. Now, for both of them, I put that they were paid in advance. Okay. So that's 11,100 kroner that's already been paid by the institution. Car allowance, you drove there. And you had a passenger, which means you get extra money for that. So if you load up your car, that's fine. Overnight allowance in Australia, you get 950 kroner for food each day, okay, in Australia. It differs for different countries. Because you had 6 breakfasts, 3 lunches and 2 dinners, they have removed that amount. So that is the amount that you'll get for your subsistence allowance. Sorry? The things that I clicked said that you've had 6 breakfasts, 3 lunches and 2 dinners. We can go back and we can have a look. No. Well, yes, that's the hotel paid them. That means that you were provided with, sorry. Yep. The conference, yep, so these were covered by, yep, sorry. Apologies. Okay. So with the compensation allowance for being abroad overnight and the subsistence allowance and the car allowance and the total amounts for the hotel and flight, the total cost was 19,447 kroner. However, because this amount was prepaid, you'd get that much back. Okay. Does this make sense to everybody so far? Really straightforward? Excellent. Here is where you can add attachments. Some people prefer to have everything on one in one PDF. Okay, so all of their receipts in one PDF. And that is fine. Okay. Other people, they will take photos with their phone of their bus tickets, taxi receipts, all those sorts of things. So they might want to upload them separately each time, okay? So you can either do that in this bit here at the very end, or you can put them in individually in each of your expenses, okay? So for example, this one, if you had a photo of the ticket, if this was a taxi receipt or something, and you'd scanned it, then you could put the file in here, or you'd just upload the image, sorry. To each of the expense things. Okay? As I say, the most important thing is that the receipts are there. No, one of the options that you have is that you can link your credit card to your PAGA account. So if you have an NTNU card and you only use it for business, because you're only allowed to use it for business, then you link it to PAGA. And then you can import all of your costs directly from the credit card. Okay, and then that way, if you've been traveling overseas, it will do the exchange rate automatically for you. So that is a nice thing to have. Okay, so if you can have your NTNU card linked to it, then I would suggest that that's a very good thing to do. Just bear in mind that you are personally required to cover the cost of that card, okay? So Eurocard will ask you for the money each month . So you need to have your reimbursements in and paid before they take that money out of your account. So the sooner you do the reimbursement when you get back, the better. Right. So once you've done all that and added all of your attachments, you've got all of the receipts. Otherwise, we can't pay you out for some of the receipts if you don't have them, some of the costs if you don't have the receipts. You press send, which we won't do, and you'll have one option. Just send it to that one, okay? And then that will go to the central administration, and someone will process it. And from there, it will get sent to the head of section for approval after that. Okay? Stuart. Yes? Absolutely. No, I'm not going to do that because it's wasting their time. Okay? How? What we would do is we would send a message to Stina Bredesen. Stina Bredesen in FA saying, sorry, we didn't mean to send that. Also, if you're going to be doing something like this as a test, just put test all the way through it, okay? So if they can just delete it if they need to. No, because once you've sent it, you can actually see the forms, but you can't actually open them to edit them again. And you might actually be able to delete them, but I don't want to do this on Stuart's one, you see, because I know that I've got a couple there that I can have a look at. Yep, we will do that. But I think we've processed them, unless you've done one recently. Yeah. My Swedish isn't terribly good. So once you've sent them, they're pretty much sent. Okay. That means that you have one task. Do you want me to open it? Are you? Okay. Your task. Okay. Here we go. We have some here. Right. These have been sent. I know that's delete. No, I don't think you can delete it, but you can open it up. I don't think it. Actually, you haven't sent these ones.
I haven't sent them.
All right. Right. Okay, yeah. So if they get sent and they shouldn't have been, just let me know and I will track it down for you, okay? Because you will also have the ID number for the form. So if you send that ID number to me, I can forward that to Stina. I can forward it to Trondheim. Okay? Right. New form. Or you can find them here, forms. We have 5 minutes, so reimbursement of expense, similar sort of thing. Make sure your organisation number is correct. Make sure that the right project is getting charged for it. Put in a title, books, whatever it is that you're needing to get. Add or import from credit card. Put in the date. Okay, so these are other options. Newspapers, NRK licenses, broadband, use of telephone, books, computer equipment. Please go through IT for all of your computer equipment. They don't like it if you go and buy it on your own, unfortunately. In office equipment, conference fees or course fees, Medlem membership fee, payment if you're out for dinner, if you're taking an invited speaker out somewhere, and other costs that can't go through the ordering system, which is a useful one to have. Describe what it is, say how much it was. Save. Oh, right, we'll put some money. And of course, you should have a description there as well. And then if you save that. Number? Yep, you can put in any number that's related. Oh, yeah, you can. So, I don't think so, some. Because I know who that goes to, and no. No, no, no. So choose whichever one it is. Please don't put it on somebody else's project, okay? Because we will know. Okay, so once it's been saved, then you can open it up again, and you can put in your receipts. Okay? So that one is relatively straightforward. If you are driving a lot for commuting, instead of filling in a travel form, always go to that, then you need to fill in a mileage log book. Okay, I don't think that concerns most of you here, but if you can do the other forms, this one is also very straightforward, and you can come and ask me if you have any extra questions about that. Okay, I don't remember what else I was supposed to say. Right. Almost, yeah. So, are there any other questions? I asked about that yesterday. Apparently, the PAGA is going to be updated as far as holidays are concerned within week 3 or 4. You did one? We'll do that. We'll do that some other time, shall we? Is there any other question about reimbursements? So, yeah. Slobodan.
There is one of my reimbursements in the system dated 28th of December. It was done before all this.
I need to double check that, because the problem is that all of the reimbursements that were submitted between the 27th and the 31st would have gone under the old code, and they weren't coming up yesterday.
It's a problem. Just delete it, because it's
No. We won't. Yeah. One other thing that I need you all to check on a regular basis. You'll see that you have these three. Anyway, I can't remember the word. My English is gone. If it says waiting for you, it has not been sent. If you send a form, and the person who is going through it has a question, and they send it back to you, sometimes when you try and send it back to them, it doesn't go, all right? And it ends up sitting in this no man's land here. You think it's gone. They don't know that you've sent it, all right? So occasionally check to make sure that this is empty so that everything has been sent, okay? If it's in the blue one, that's fine, okay? Yeah, the blue one is the one that's processing. No, that's blue. This is green. Yeah. On your computer, it's very blue. Okay, sorry. Have we got anyone from the colour lab here? Yeah. Okay. So if it's in this orange section, then it may not have gone. Okay. So just check that occasionally. If you haven't received your money, it may still be sitting in there. It may not be admin's fault. All right. If you do see it's in there, maybe we can spend more time complaining about it. So, okay. Any other questions? Last year's reimbursements. Did you submit them after the 27th? Okay, one of the things that I'm a little bit worried about is because they went in with the old cost codes, they're not actually appearing in Stena's inbox. So I need to talk to Stena about that today, about double-checking that all of those ones have actually been processed as well. I think there's a deadline for her for tomorrow. Yeah, so hopefully if they are in there, she can do them before tomorrow. Because there are... No, I'll do that because I need her to get back to me as well. Sorry? Yeah, that might be sitting there. Okay, and in the deadlines, it will tell you when the payment dates are made, because you have your salary payment date of the 12th, and then you get the second payment date for these things on the around about the 25th of the month. So there are always two payment dates for these reimbursements. Okay? Now, as always, you know where we are. Come and ask us questions. I apologize for my computer and having not tested it before. Thank you very much to Stuart for letting me use his, which has now decided it is not going to help me out. All right. So, questions, just bring them to me later. Yep, or email me. Thank you very much.